Friday of our New Music Dublin Week on Culture File, in time for one of our New Music Dublin guests to tell us about a few of their favourite things. And this time it's the turn of accordion virtuoso Andreas Burgur to share with us his Culture File likes.
My name is Andreas Borgård, or in Danish, my origin, Andreas Burgur. I'm an accordionist. I'm here in Dublin to play at the New Music Dublin Festival. I very much like to go to the cinema. I think one of my favorite movies of all times is Breaking the Waves by Lars von Trier. But I'm also very excited that a new season of RuPaul's Drag Race will air very soon. There's a lot of humor in it. I'm really impressed by what they can actually do, the craftsmanship of, you know, costume making. And then I think it's touching because it, aside from being this, you know, American Idol-ish show, it also comes, it shows behind the scenes of being queer in America or wherever it takes place. And there's usually a lot of very touching stories about that. I think it's important, and I think it's fantastic that this show has gained such a wide and huge audience, that there's this insight into what it actually also means to be queer today, and all the troubles that implies.
Turning looks, stunting pretty. I'm the bitch from New York City, playing at the parties, and I know that I am carrying. I might be an Aquarian, but I am
American. I'm afraid I haven't brought any books with me because there are a number of articles I must read. But back home, I'm reading the third book in the Danish author Jakob Ejers Bo's Africa trilogy. It's called Liberty. It's quasi-autobiographical. I think Jakob Ejers Bo spent parts of his childhood in Tanzania, and the trilogy is sort of circling around this group of persons and looking into the life of people, immigrants and foreign workers, but also natives, in and around an international school for children. I've just started it. The two others were just tremendous, and I'm looking so much forward to reading the last one. There was one podcast I binged, listened, if you can say that, and it was called The Nordic Odyssey, exploring an Italian amateur scientist or researcher, his theory that the Odyssey, in fact, didn't take place in Greece, but in Scandinavia. Because apparently, if you check the maps and the geography, there are so many things that don't sort of match with the story. If you go back in history, if you look at immigrations to like Hellas and Greece and that area, people came from Nordic regions. And if you look at, you know, the geography there, everything just fits perfectly with the story. So there's this theory that it's all Nordic. And there was this wonderful podcast made about that. I occasionally buy CDs at concerts, but my CD player is not connected at the moment, so actually I can't really listen to them, but then I can go home and find them on Spotify and listen to them there. At the moment, I'm listening quite a bit to the Wohltemperiert Klavier, the Well-Tempered Klavier, piano, you say, because I'm trying to find the ones that I should start playing soon. But another thing that constantly comes back to my playlist is actually Dolly Parton's bluegrass albums. The album called The Grass is Blue is just fantastic. The title song, The Grass is Blue, is heartbreaking.
I've had to think up a way to survive since you said it's over, told me goodbye.
I say the weirdest food experience I've had probably is the Swedish surströmming, which is this fermented fish, might be herring, which is like out of this world. And I'm not necessarily meaning in a good way. You buy a can and you could just see that it's sort of all bulked out because of the overpressure in there. And you have to open it underwater because if all the juices spray out, you will never get rid of the stench for the rest of your life. It was a challenge. It's fish, but it tastes more like a very strong blue cheese. My deodorant is perfumed. It is Acqua di Gio. It's a white one from Armani. It's a bit citric. It's kind of fresh, but not sports-like. It has a sweet tone, but also not sort of, it's not a flower shop.
The likes of Andreas Burgwood there. Coming up shortly, the Culture File weekly New Music Dublin special, when composer Una Monaghan will add some computing power to the tradition. Violinist Dara Morgan gets a bit zen. Diatribe Records attempt to flood the shops with new music. And Andreas Burgwood himself introduces us to his not-so-little friend, the accordion.